This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's Metal Shop here on The Rock in studio with a super group. I said it because you might be kind of dicks if you say it yourselves. So if I say it, it's cool. We got Glyph here in the studio. G-L-Y-P-H in the studio. What's up, guys?
Hey, man. Great to be here.
Yes. Yeah. So let's go around the room. Tell us what you do in Glyph and what band we know you from.
This is Rob. I play guitar in Glyph. I've been a member of Greyhawk here for a couple months. I also played in the band Yelvic.
And my name is Darren Wall. I play bass guitar. Most people know me from the band Greyhawk. I also played in Skeletor back in the day. Now I'm happy to be doing Glyph as well.
Nice.
My name's Jeff Black. I play keyboards and synthesizers in Glyph, and most people know me from my work in the band Gatekeeper. I was the founding guitarist in that band and principal songwriter.
Nice. And then who are we missing tonight?
We're missing Rav Voltaire, our singer. He's on tour with the band Empress right now. I believe they're in New York as we speak.
Nice.
Yeah, lucky guy.
And that's the band he does vocals for?
No, actually, his fiance is singing for them.
Wow.
But, so he's just on the road with them. I think he's probably doing merch or something.
You might know Rav from, he was in a band from Canada called Ravenous.
That's awesome. Right, Ravenous, yeah.
Cool. So, okay, so you guys are busy dudes. You guys have a lot going on. How did you guys find the time to start with Glyph? And, you know, let's talk about the origin story. What was the idea, impetus to start this thing?
The origin story is an interesting one. I guess it kind of started, you know, one of the things people know me most for is getting shot. That's
yes.
One thing that people know me for. And last summer, the legal proceedings for that was happening, and I was kind of sitting around, and Greyhawk was on a hiatus, and Jeff here was in Canada, down from Canada, hanging out for the summer, and we just started hanging out and talking about music and watching bands, and you know, we've been friends, and we played in a Blind Guardian tribute band years ago.
Wow.
Just talking about making music one day, and then we said, you know, okay, well, let's give it a crack. And you know, Jeff came up with kind of the formula we use for Glyph, and I don't know, what do you got anything to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think we were just sort of sitting around. I mean, we've been friends for a little while, and we just have such a similar sense of humor about everything, and we were just sort of sitting around one day and just kind of talking about bands that we loved and hated. And mm-hmm. then I just kind of had this idea of making this like real, just straightforward power metal band in the style of bands that we're big fans of. And I just kind of pitched the idea to Darren about a year ago now. And we just kind of rolled with it. We started cranking out songs and just like having an absolute blast. And the vision in my eyes was to just put together a band of just absolute killers, like
yeah.
my favorite members from my favorite bands in my area.
That's like some like Avengers style. It's just everyone comes together.
Yeah, it's interesting. With the lore of Glyph, you're pretty close. And then, yeah. you know, from there, Rob was pretty much the first guy we called.
Nice.
I said, mm-hmm. if there's a guy we want to play guitar in this rhythm guitar in this band, he's the guy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he was the first guy we called. And then
yeah.
I guess you could tell a story about how Rav came to be.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of we were kicking around some ideas and we auditioned a few people. And then Rav is a guy that I've known since we were teenagers back in Edmonton, Alberta. And I had like a long layover in mm-hmm. Calgary once. And I just kind of went over to his place and he's like a Twitch streamer. He has like a Patreon, does that full time.
Ah, content creator.
He's a full time content guy. So we hung out, we did a Twitch stream, and then we just got talking about this project, and he got like really excited about the idea, and he just said, hey, can I audition for this thing? And I said, yeah, okay, sure. And then once we kind of had something to send him, he just sent us a track that knocked us off our feet and
wow.
Sounded super pro right off the bat, and we're like, this is it. Mm-hmm. This is the team.
That's cool. So I'm assuming, so you guys all different bands and stuff, and you're right. How do you differentiate songs that you want to do for Glyph versus stuff you want to do for like Greyhawk? Is there a difference in the style in your opinions?
Oh yeah, 100%. Just the way we, I mean, Greyhawk for me, I speak for my band first. Greyhawk's much more of a traditional style.
Okay.
You know, Dio, Manowar, that mm-hmm. kind of thing. The songwriting process is a lot different. Greyhawk's a lot more riff driven.
Sure.
You know, that's kind of where the songs start, whereas Glyph is melody driven.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Songs often start with the vocal melody
yeah.
being the first thing written, and then we kind of build the riffs backwards from that. And, you know, we figure out what the chords are, and we kind of reverse engineer it as
wow.
far as how I've always written things. And yeah, like I said, Glyph is much more in the line, in the power metal vein of like Halloween, Sabaton,
yeah.
bands like that.
Sonata Arctica. Stradivarius. Stuff.
Yeah. yeah. Yeah, on a practical level, like in my band, in my band Gatekeeper, I do a lot of like it's very riff forward. So we start writing riffs on the guitar. In this, I start on the piano. So I start writing a lot of the songs with like a chord progression, and yeah, like as Darren said, a melody, either like a main hook or a vocal melody, and yeah, then the song just kind of becomes a metal song. After that process,
tell them all the secrets.
So what you're saying is European tour is going to be huge. Right? Yeah, you guys are going to get big in Europe.
Hopefully.
This is the style that...
I would have to say that, honestly, though, this type of power metal is just as big here.
Really?
Almost not.
Okay.
Remember when we went to Sabaton, Kevin,
last
year?
Oh, yeah, dude.
That was, for me, honestly, that was one of my eye-opening things. You know, I remember I think that night I showed you some of our basic stuff.
Yep,
we
you did, writing, yeah.
And I went back to Jeff and I was like, man, we might have something.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
there were... I mean, they sold out.
Yes, they did. The Paramount, yeah.
King Diamond didn't sell the Paramount.
I know.
Out. Yeah, so, like, yeah. I believe that this style of metal is actually very strong.
Oh, yeah.
On this side of the ocean. And, yeah, I mean, Europe's great for every kind of metal, but I really think this the big following for it in the United States.
Awesome. Yeah, there does seem to be a resurgence in the style yeah. compared to 10 years ago.
So are you guys putting this out with a label, or are you guys doing it yourselves?
We're not sure yet.
Okay.
Yeah, we're still in its infancy, out, yeah. and you know, we're talking to a few people. There's been offers, there's been nibbles, but we haven't made a decision yet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right on. Well, you know, I think that once people hear the songs, they'll be like, oh, I got to get them on. I got to get it. So I'm sure that, you know, you'll have a lot of interested parties. So as far as, you know, booking shows, it's probably not easy because you guys are all over the place, right? Like different states and whatnot, and different countries even. Mm-hmm. You know, do you guys have anything on the books? I see there's one next year, right?
Yes. Mad with Power, Madison, Wisconsin, 2024. Greyhawk just played it. We actually unveiled the band.
That's awesome.
Glyph became public knowledge live at that show. You know, they do a show announcement for the next year and
yeah.
played our promo video. We have shows. We just can't talk about them yet.
Ah, okay. Fair enough. So, I might be a noob, and consider me, you know, a loser for not knowing what is glyph.
What is glyph?
That's, what is we are? What's what yeah. is that in a reference to? Is that a word that I should know?
Basically, we're having a lot of fun with the concept of sort of like sci-fi meets sword and sorcery action characters, and glyph was just a really fun evocative word that just kind of brings to mind all sorts of like classic sci-fi literature like Jack Vance and Gene Wolfe and things like that, and just it was a fun simple word that we could really roll with, and as far as the actual themes of the band, it's, you know, a lot of it's sort of science fiction oriented. The idea is that we have this crew of space mercenaries who go from star to star and get into all kinds of shenanigans.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. Okay. So shenanigans. And are you guys those characters?
Yeah, they're kind of based on, the characters are alter egos of ours. They're nice. Based, we aren't necessarily, it's not necessarily us, but it's kind of reflections of us in the stories.
So mm-hmm. when we do get the chance to see you live, will you guys have some costumes?
It's very possible.
Okay. Nice, dude. I'm looking forward
to
it.
We're pulling in a spaceship, you know?
Nice. Okay. Right. Pulling up to El Corazon or wherever you guys play in a spaceship.
Yeah. We got SpaceX in town here. Yeah. They can help us out.
Why not? Yeah. That sounds right. Awesome.
Flying on a dick rocket.
Yes. Thanks, Bezos. So, okay, man, right on. So, we're going to go into one of your songs. So we're going to go into it. This is a brand new song from Glyph, and this one's called Honor, Power, Glory. Who wants to introduce this one?
Honor, Power, Glory. This is the latest single from the upcoming album, and this is one of the first ones we wrote together.
It is. Yeah, I think it was probably the second song we wrote together.
Yeah.
And this one, you know, we described, you know, the crew of the spaceship. This is kind of like the anthem of where these people are from in the world of Glyph.
So. Yeah, it's about when you want to feel honorable, powerful, and glorious.
Sounds good. It's Honor, Power, Glory by Glyph here on Metal Shop.
Without honor, without glory, we shall never return. Without power, we shall rise and fall. Without honor, without glory, we shall never prevail. We shall lead the call of our kingdom again. Once we rule the land, coast to coast and swords and hell, bearing the crest of our house, clashing steel with no remorse. The bringer of life, riding down, without fear we claimed it all, ignoring the portents of doom. Without honor, without glory, we shall never return. Without power, we shall rise and fall. Without honor, without glory, we shall never prevail. We shall heed the call of our kingdom again. With our backs to the wall, darkness and fear take grip on our hearts. Watching our empire fall, losing sight of a will in our heart. We, the ghosts of the brave, lost and forlorn, reaping all that we have sown, waiting our time to return. Without honor, without glory, we shall never return. Without power, we shall rise and fall. Without honor, without glory, we shall never prevail. We shall heed the call of our kingdom again. Without honor, without glory, we shall never return. Without power, we shall rise and fall. Without honor, without glory, we shall never prevail. We shall heed the call of our kingdom again. Fire!
never return. With our power, we will never endure. With our glory, we will never prevail. We shall rise once again. By my honor, seeking glory, we will never give in. Building power, we will vanquish our foes. By my honor, seeking glory, we will reclaim our throne. Our kingdom will rise once again. By my honor, seeking glory, we will never give in. Building power, we will vanquish our foes. By my honor, seeking glory, we will reclaim our throne. Honor, power, glory rings out through the night. Yeah, through the night. Glory rings out through the night.
Cliff here with Honor, Power, Glory here on Metal Shop. And is there anything you guys can tease us as far as, like, is this going to be on an EP, a full length, or anything you guys can mention, or... it's just releasing singles.
I mean, I think we could probably talk about it.
Yeah,
we're working on a full length album.
Nice.
Yeah, working on the debut, and we're teasing a few little bite sized samplers.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
As we go.
Yeah, the full length is, I'd say, 90% done. Mm-hmm. As far as tracking done, everyone in this room has done their parts.
Yep.
So
that's right.
2024.
Yeah, we got we probably can't say it yet, but we got a really. High-end guy coming in to mix and master.
Awesome.
So it's going to be, I think it's going to sound great.
Yeah, we really busted ourselves up recording this one and making it sound as tight and as pro as possible. and it pays dividends.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, with technology being what it is today, did you guys record these yourselves?
Yes.
Nice. It sounds great.
Well, Jeff is a pro. He, mixes and masters bands. And
oh, that's awesome.
Has done so to critical acclaim, you know.
That's very nice, Darren. Thank you.
So he took the helm there. And I gotta say, for me, it was my favorite recording session. It was the most grueling recording session I ever did.
You know?
He definitely pushed me until we got it right.
Yeah.
But
super technical songs. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, it was worth it. You know, yeah. it was enjoyable. And, you know, we're really close friends, but we're also professional about things. So it was a lot of hard work, but a lot of laughing at the same time.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Jeff, how did you get into recording bands and whatnot?
I think I was just one of those dudes who had some recording experiences and had not particularly great recording experiences, just with people who didn't understand how to deal with heavy music or didn't understand the vision for whatever project I was working on. And I just got kind of fed up, and I decided that I wanted to get into, I would set up like my band's jam space as a recording booth, and we do pre-production in there. And then I said, well, if I can record my own band, maybe I can record other people's bands.
Yeah, totally.
And then the pandemic hit, and then I had a lot of time to practice it.
That's awesome. Yeah. So what are some bands that you've recorded? Would we know of any of them?
As far as like actual recording stuff, it's mainly local to the Vancouver scene.
Awesome.
But I've been lucky enough to get to mix and master some records for some really cool bands on some smaller labels. The first one I did was this band called Night and Gallo, which came out on No Remorse Records last year. I have another record by a band called By Fire and Sword from Boise, Idaho.
Nice.
And that's coming out on the same label, actually. So there's a few more in the mix. But that By Fire and Sword is the next one coming out.
So, Darren, you're originally from Vancouver, BC. Is that where you guys met up there?
Yeah. Awesome. We literally, it's funny, I started a Blind Guardian tribute band with a friend of mine. And we were practicing, and then my old band... went on tour for a good solid month and a half.
What band was that? Not Trip?
It was a band called 88 Mile Trip.
88 Mile Trip,
Stoner rock band. And we took off for a month and a half, and then I got a call on the road and said, hey, our guitar player quit, so there's this guy Jeff who's going to, you know, jump back in. And I was like, okay, cool. That's, he's new to town, just moved from Edmonton. I was like, okay, cool. Well, hopefully he's a good guy. And, like, he wound up being, like, you know, the guy that I hung out with most.
That's
with
cool.
In the band.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was one of those awesome things where like we just kind of like met each other and then played music and then we hung out for like 7 hours afterwards until like we had headaches from laughing.
Yeah, for real.
So tell me a little bit about the Vancouver, BC metal scene. Is it pretty solid up there? You know, you guys have had some festivals up there.
We have. You know, it's there's an absurd amount of talent in Vancouver.
Awesome.
Especially like in the tech death scene, like that scene is very big up there.
Archspire,
yeah. And you got Unleash the Archers, who are really not a local band anymore, but they're from there.
Yeah.
There's bonkers talented bands. The tough thing about being a musician in Vancouver is it becomes very insular because playing anywhere else is very difficult. The closest city to major city to the east is about 13 hours away.
Wow.
If you want to go to the west, you got to take a ferry. The ferries up there with a band and a trailer will cost you about $400 each way. And if you want to come to the United States, you need a P2 visa, which is about $500 per member. So if you are a broke 20-something who doesn't have a lot of money and you're spending all your money on rent because Vancouver is an expensive place
to cost
play.
Of living is up there along with Seattle too.
It's way worse than Seattle.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And so it's very difficult for bands to fly the coop, so to speak, in Vancouver. But it's a robust local scene. Venues are packed, and the talent up there is extraordinary.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Right on. So let's go back in time a little bit, and I'm sure I've done this with Darren before, but first time I'm having you guys up in the studio, at least for a while. What got you into, you know, music as a kid? You know, what was the first thing that really sparked your interest as far as, it doesn't have to be the most extreme music, but maybe just rock and roll or music as a kid?
You know, when I grew up, my family and parents in general, they were not into music at all. Mm-hmm. So growing up, didn't really have any exposure to anything other than like little compilations, best of, like, oh, Michael Jackson, that type of stuff. And then when I was in middle school, I started getting really into the internet.
Yes.
And some friends on there would send me, you know, recordings of, you know, songs by like Iced Earth, Blind Guardian, Demons and Wizards, stuff like that. And my mind was kind of blown, and I went kind of down the rabbit hole, and then had this thrash phase of Metallica, Slayer, Megadeth, the same thing that everyone always says. And then just kind of went from there and started branching out, finding different stuff. And the beauty, people, a lot of bad stuff is on the internet, but you know, finding out new music is just incredibly easy nowadays compared to, you know, 20 years ago. You had to either know someone, have a subscription to a magazine, or be lucky to have a store nearby that carried a lot of things.
Yeah.
But nowadays, you can just pop on the internet, search metal on Google, and be on a page that will have a bunch of different recommendations for bands. So
Encyclopedia Metalum, just research that for a couple of days, and you're a freaking wizard with metal now already.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, for me, I was 5 years old, and I saw the video for I Love It Loud by Kiss.
Nice.
Show called Video Hits in Canada on the CBC.
Hell yeah, dude.
And I was dead set into that band after that. I got into hard rock bands like AC/DC and Van Halen. You know, grunge hit when I was a teenager. And for me, I just already heard Eddie Van Halen play guitar. Yeah. So the grunge scene I like a lot more now in hindsight, but at the time I just wasn't having it. And then, strangely enough, in about 1995, I heard Black Sabbath on Beavis and Butthead for the first time. I watched Beavis and Butthead, and Iron Man came on, and I was like, oh my God, I need to know what this is.
Yeah.
It was Paranoid, I think, came on, so I bought a CD, and then I heard the riff from Iron Man. The riff from Iron Man is what made me love heavy metal.
That's awesome.
And then from there, it was just down I had to know everything, every rabbit hole possible.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mm-hmm. I actually just found I did Loud Mokel with an old host of Loud Mokel from back in the 90s, and he just exposed me to Sir Mix-a-Lot doing Iron Man. You ever hear that?
I have.
With Metal Church?
It's wacky. There's a little wacky version of that. There's also Busta Rhymes doing it.
Really? Yeah, okay.
There's one of Busta Rhymes doing it. There's a William Shatner version of Iron Man as well.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So there's been a lot of interesting covers.
A lot of them. Jeff, what about you, man? What got you into music?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in a, I don't want to say like a musical household, but a household of like music fans.
Sure.
Like my parents were big music listeners, so there's always stuff in the house. And a lot of it was rock music. There was Zeppelin, there was Pink Floyd, there was Rush and stuff like that. And then as I got a little bit older, the nu metal thing hit. So I was listening to like Linkin Park and that kind of business. And then there was a fateful day in, I don't know, probably like grade 9 or something, where a friend of mine came into social studies class with like a blind guardian t-shirt that had like two dragons intertwined and like clawing each other's faces off. And I'm like, that was like, that's whatever that is.
I need that in my life. Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know what it is, but I need it. So I got a CD, a burn CD with a bunch of Blind Guardian songs on it. And that was it. That was like kind of like a life-changing moment for
me. That's awesome. Blind Guardian opened up the world to you.
Yeah.
And it's fitting that years later you'd become a member of a Blind Guardian tribute band.
If things truly go full circle, they really do.
That's awesome. Would you say Blind Guardian is one of the best power metal bands of all time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's an argument to be made that they are the best.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, let's do it. Let's argue it then. Like, what's your guys's, you know, and you could do it your own personal. So, Jeff, let's start with you. Top three power metal bands, in your opinion.
Okay, so Blind Guardian is obviously at the top because I'm not an idiot, you know?
Yeah.
Blind Guardian's up there for me, and then from there, there's like there's probably some shufflers. We could probably go Rhapsody, not Rhapsody of Fire, Rhapsody.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be real here. And then underneath that, I mean, I don't know. I really got a lot out of Hammerfall. I know they sort of they have some flimsier moments, but I really got a lot of inspiration out of Hammerfall's classic albums.
All right, okay. Darren.
Number one, I objectively will agree with Jeff and say Blind Guardian is the best power metal band in the world. A close second to that for me is Helloween. You know, I absolutely love Helloween's entire catalog. And number three, I will also agree with Jeff that Hammerfall, especially their older stuff, that really spoke to me when I was younger.
Okay.
Those are my top three. And then below that, there's a lot that I love too, but those are my top three.
And Rob?
I will go Helloween. And then I will definitely say Blind Guardian. And then I'll also toss in a Rhapsody as well.
Okay.
Specifically the Luca Turilli Rhapsody.
Yes. You know, like that Luca Turilli solo album is awesome, too.
Yep, it is.
Yeah, I like those first two.
Yeah, the early Rhapsody stuff with him.
Nice. A lot of commonality between the three of us.
Yeah, there we go. I should have gone Helloween, though.
Yeah,
you should
really
start a band together.
I really.
That was an oversight.
Though. You said you're not an idiot.
I know, dude.
And then you immediately foot in mouth.
Egg in my face, dude.
So now that I've got, you know, the power metal band in studio, the power metal, like, wizards here, I realize that I may have been making a fatal mistake all of these years of hosting Metal Shop and calling Manowar a power metal band. Mm. Is that not right?
I don't think it's right. I think Manowar has at times have moments where they go towards the power metal realm, but they're more of a trad. Straight up,
they're just a heavy metal band. Okay.
Influential,
all right,
very influential. Sure. Yeah, yeah.
I think that they were kind of the originators of that style, like the sword and sorcery, barbarians,
super epic.
Yeah, having the big epic tales. I think they were definitely very influential in the formation of power metal bands in the early '80s. So they're kind of like proto power metal.
Yeah, there's a storytelling kind of aspect to Manowar that has been kind of passed down. The generations as well. There's just like there's a lore behind the band members. Then and still a lot of mystique behind some of those guys too, in fact.
Okay.
That I feel like has inspired a lot of other bands that we know and love today.
So I did this with a brutal death metal band from Tacoma called Cryptoxic Mortality, and I said, okay, so I'm going to name a band and tell me if they're slam or just death metal. And they said, okay. So I went through some bands, and they were like, no, that's not death metal. That's not brutal death. That's slam. Like, we really went into the, like, got into the micro-genre. So I'm going to name a few bands and tell me if they're just heavy metal or if they're power metal, okay?
Let's go.
3 Inches of Blood.
Heavy metal.
Heavy
metal, okay. Sonata Arctica.
Power metal.
Power metal, okay. My last one, Dragon Force.
Power metal.
Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, cool.
3 Inches of Blood, though, also very influential on a lot of bands who grew up, like came up in my generation in like the aughts and 2010s and
especially
stuff like
Vancouver
that.
Connection, yeah.
Oh, 100%, yeah. In fact, Unleash the Archers would not be the band they are today without 3 Inches of Blood.
They'll tell you that, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's add them to the mix. Unleash the Archers. Power metal or just metal?
Power metal, for sure, yeah.
Okay, all right, nice. I like how we got to get... See, that's the thing about metalheads. We get super nerdy if you get our genres wrong. It's like getting Star Wars, Star Trek wrong, you know? It's like...
You get a lot of, well, actually.
Well, exactly. Reddit fan, you know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. So, awesome, guys. Well, okay, so this is a Northwest-focused radio show. Right here in Seattle, we have so much music, great music, but obviously Vancouver, BC, Idaho even, I'll say, is Northwest. You know, Portland, Oregon, we'll count them too. Favorite Northwest bands of all time? And Rob, let's start with you, man.
I would definitely say probably Nevermore is one of my all-time favorites. If we're looking at, like, nowadays active bands local to Seattle, I'm a really big fan of Zoth.
Great band.
They're a great band. Very, very talented band.
New stuff on the way.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to hearing that.
My favorite Northwest band is Queensryche.
There we go.
It's not even close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice.
I'm also going to say Queensryche at the risk of sounding like a posing poser who's posing. But yeah, Queensryche, incredible band. I'm huge influence on myself.
I was sent a file on YouTube, a video on YouTube of, and this is how old, you know, the Metal Shop days go back. In 1982, Steve Slayton, the original host of Metal Shop, had them up at KISW on Aurora in the old studio. So that's, you know... How old school Metal Shop goes with Queensryche, man. Old school, badass Seattle metal. Straight out of Bellevue, dude.
That's right. Straight out of Bellevue.
Amazing.
The mean streets of Bellevue.
That's right.
Exactly.
If I was going to pick a... Because Rob picked a newer band. Mm-hmm. If I was going to pick a newer band... I mean, I guess we've already talked about Unleash the Archers a whole bunch. But if I picked a newer band, I would say Greyhawk.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. If I was to shout out a newer band, I'd shout out Solicitor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible.
Very cool.
Absolutely. I feel like we need, before things are, you know, before the world ends, we need an Amy-Rob Halford duet.
That would be crazy.
Wow.
That would be crazy.
And I hope she hears this.
And the cover would be her, like, picking them up.
Yes. And they would all be in leather with the...
Exactly.
It'd be perfect. Dressed alike. So, awesome. So, 2024 is when we can expect an album?
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
Right on. And anything you guys want to say? Where can we find your music?
I mean, we're all over the place. We're on Spotify. We're on YouTube. We're on all the standard channels. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook. It's probably where we're most active. And then just anywhere that you get your music. Bandcamp as well.
Cool. Glyphmetal.bandcamp.com, is that us?
Yeah, I think you can also find everything in the aggregate at just glyphmetal.com.
Yeah, anything Glyph Metal is where you can find us. I just want to say, you know, keep an eye out for us. We're going to have a lot of things coming up next year. It's going to be very busy. So yeah, just keep your eyes on all our socials and everything, and
yeah,
you'll hear a lot of music from us coming up real soon.
Yeah, follow us on TikTok. We're trying to figure that out still.
There we go.
Man, that's so difficult.
So not to, I'm going to totally date this interview, but you guys are on the way for a power metal show. You guys are about to go see Camelot. Wait, hold on. Are they a power metal band? Is Camelot a power metal band?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I got them right. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, guys, for schooling me on all these. That is power metal. Glyph, an awesome power metal band, and we're going to go into Defy the Night. But I am asking one person to raise their hand as who wants to introduce this as a cheesy metal radio DJ. So we need one person. Darren? Oh. Can you do it, Darren?
Metal radio DJ? I could try.
You got to be like the most morning zoo radio, just over the top. Like, you're listening to KISW, okay? So the name of your band, Metal Shop, and Defy the Night.
You're listening to KISW 99.9, and this is Defy the Night by Glyph. Crank it up.
Amazing. Great job. Here it is. It's Glyph. It's Metal Shop.
We were born alone.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.